you know, in the back of our minds, we just, we just know.
Good morning, buddy.
Yeah. Good morning.
You are not a fan of me.
No, I'm not a fan
of the Corollas.
Not right now.
That's okay. I got 30 minutes to make it up to you.
Exactly. 30 minutes is right. Where is the stopwatch on this? Oh, here we are.
Millionaires a sports show. Got me in my hormones. All gas, no brakes, score 4-0. If you think you own this place, you get foreclosed. I've been in my head, but it's not about a T3. Yeah, I like to learn, but there's nothing you can teach me. We all got opinions. You about to hit a meat tree of bitches. CSJ never really misses. GD7 land, baby, shout out to Indigenous. My girl, she got mad at me cause she don't know the difference. Between this and them, nah, you about to witness. Well, freedom is so now, I tell that girl, get out my business. Do this, I ain't joshing on the grind like Eric Costin. Sit around and grab a drink, you talking what you wanted. It's mostly you don't know me when it drop, then I'm mostly what they bopping. You can say what you got when it's Tuesday.
All right,
I'll be locked
ladies
in.
And gentlemen, CJSW. Holy smokes, that's how cold it is. I can't even get the letters out. It's crazy. The funding drive, it's got me in a loop. It's still, I got the funding drive hangover. CJSW.com, 90.9 FM. You are listening to The Sports Show. The Sports Show here in Calgary. Of course, we got Sports Show TV, which is our YouTube channel. Please subscribe to the channel. You can get it on the link on the website or Podbean, Spotify, iTunes, any of the links, the Facebook page, all of it. We're getting our $8 a month to get verified on Twitter. Things are happening.
It's going to happen sooner than later. Pardon me. Halloween.
Look at this. Yeah. The Starbucks card. Look at the Starbucks.
They're already on
Christmas.
They're just waiting for November 11th. This Friday. They're waiting for Remembrance Day to go by, and they will attack.
Retail is itching.
Itching. Exactly. Welcome to the Sports Show 232 here, CJSW 90.9 on the FM dial. Dimitri, how was Halloween real quick? Let's just go through that real quick.
Let me tell you what I loved about Halloween this year. It was on a Monday.
Right.
Nice and calm. Easy. Everyone was in Monday mode.
True.
Took Alessi out because Calliope's in Hawaii with her grandparents.
Must be nice. Your daughter's already vacationing in Hawaii, is she?
That's her fourth vacation of the year. Two of them without us.
Yeah, that's great.
Either we're terrible parents or I got great in-laws.
I'd go with the first one.
A little bit of both. So, you know what? It was nice. You know, it was good. You know what? In our community, too, there's a lot of young families. So the setup... A lot of people are very festive for Halloween, so it's nice for the kids.
Yeah.
It's good.
Thanks for bringing that up. So I'm walking around my community, right? Just a cul-de-sac. My son's 3. So we're walking around. You know what I realized is that this is an excuse for the parents to get dressed up. I have never seen so many parents dressed up unless I went to an actual Halloween party. Like, this is just an excuse for them to be like, okay, fine, I'll wear the cat outfit or I'll wear this outfit. I found it hilarious because really that's what's happened. We can't go to those parties that we used to love to go to.
Right.
So now we're like, all right, fine. I'll dress up as a zombie and go with my kid. That's fine.
Yeah. It's a sad excuse, really. It really is. It really is.
Yeah.
The weekend I was out as I went to the Dungeon Wrestling.
Right.
Right.
How'd that go?
You know what? Listen, CJSW faithful, if you bought tickets and you went, then you already know how amazing it was. If you haven't, they're doing another one in February. Mitch, it was a stellar show. They put on a great show, and it just goes to show you when you fork – look, they got the clout because of the name. But fork up a couple bucks and you bring some good people in, it makes all the difference. It was fantastic. I got to meet them all backstage in the line. It was great. I had a great time.
Well, that sounds like a good time. Yeah. And thanks for Jade for coming in and promoting that. And we'll see her again, I'm sure. And the rest of that faction, they'll be here live in the studio. We'll get body slam. I'll get somebody to body slam Dimitri right here, live. I look forward to it.
I'll take it.
Yeah, let's
do
it.
And then immediately into the sharpshooter.
Now, real quick, you had a little bit of a thing.
Yes.
Yeah. You begged me to put this on the agenda.
Begged. I never thought.
I'm giving you. I told you yesterday. You got 2 minutes. Go. Listen, I'm watching. Don't worry. I got it.
We're at the 3:45
mark. I'm already watching. Don't worry. I got it here.
Not the same.
It's the same.
My clock's what counts.
Go.
You're eating my time.
Hurry.
Okay. So here's the thing. I never thought something so trivial would upset me so much.
Right.
In baseball, of all things. But then again, I find myself. Am I just picking on baseball because we pick on baseball? Regardless, I'm watching the World Series.
Right.
The Series Mundial,
right,
if you will, for all our French fans.
The Expo.
For the former Expo fans. So, I'm watching the World Series. I'm actually really liking it today, as you know, as we speak. Before this recording makes it to the airwaves,
right,
the World Series could be finished. Okay,
could be, yeah.
So the Astros have taken a 3-2 lead, but regardless, the game's good. Here's what bothers me: I'm watching the players.
Right,
they're wearing their uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
I never picked up on this before.
Okay,
why are they unbuttoning the top two?
You got to unbutton.
Okay, no. Hey, yeah. A uniform. Is a uniform,
okay, yeah.
And it should be respected.
I see.
This isn't
going.
Saturday Night Fever. This is not the Houston Travoltas.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Or the Philadelphia Travoltas. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a complete violation in my book. If a figure skater
right
has a little a jewel or a what do you call that, a rhinestone?
Yeah.
That falls off on the ice. That's a direct violation. I'm sorry. To me,
right.
I'm looking. I'm like, I don't want to see your undershirt when you're pitching. I don't care how hot you are.
Uh-huh.
It's the uniform.
I see.
You button that thing up to the top. You show some respect. Mitch, what's next? One pant leg? Tearaways? Shorts?
At first, you know, you changed my mind kind of quickly. You're right. You know what? Here's the thing. I can wear my shirt or my baseball jersey that way because,
sure.
Hey, I don't make billions of dollars, right? But you might have a point here, because if I'm the owner of Philadelphia or whatever organization
sure.
It is, and I've seen my guys all showing up at the event and they're, you know, half the buttons are up and this and that. Yeah, you know what? I got a problem with it.
You and me show up to church like that, Mitch, we're in trouble from our moms. And here's the other thing.
Right.
Baseball, you got away with the haircut. You got away with your terrible haircut. Okay?
Okay.
Don't push it. I'm sorry. I don't
the
like
hair
it.
I can leave alone because they're wearing hats.
Mitch,
so I'm okay with that.
In basketball.
Right.
Are you allowed to wear the jersey any way you want?
Nope, you're not.
You're not. In hockey, are you allowed to just
In fact, I believe you almost have to. There's something with the jersey. You got to tuck it in.
It's got to be tucked.
Yeah, you might be. You know, at first I thought you were a little crazy.
NHL.
It does look better. It does look better open.
Of course it looks better open.
But you're right.
It's like the winter jacket. I feel like a mommy. It's like, put on your jacket, young man.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm doing weird how I want, Mom. It's brutal.
Hockey, they got the strap.
Football, they got their rules. Baseball, it's classless.
Yeah, you know what? You might be right. For a sport that's been around for hundreds of years, those guys are starting to change it in front of us. It's
a desecration of the jersey.
Exactly. You know what? Real quick, we're here at 90.9 CJFM. It's the sports show. It's everyone's favorite sports show. We have become that popular now. I don't want to be cocky here, but we've gotten that popular now. It's ours. We run the sports show in all of Calgary. That's what we do here.
It is what it is.
I'm sorry.
And we got big changes, Mitch.
Big changes coming.
Wow. There is.
Yeah.
It's going to be.
Don't
a new,
tell them everything.
I'm sorry. And here's the other thing with the uniform.
No, okay. Okay. We're going to do a quick audible here because it is a 30-minute show. We got to do it kind of quick. I'm
sure
they give us that additional 30 minutes. Hey, I'm just saying, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I digress. Either which way, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to make an audible here. Normally, we'd jump right into hockey, but hey, it's November. What does that mean? It's Grey Cup season. Here we go. It's the East versus the West. We got to talk a little bit. We don't talk a lot of CFL on the actual podcast, but you know what? Hey, we're in Calgary. We're in Canada. We got to talk about our football season. It's right now. You got the East. You got the Hamilton Tiger Cats at 8-10 taking on the Montreal Alouettes at 9-9. Winner takes on Toronto, but they got to play this game first. Who do you got in Hamilton versus Montreal?
Who do I got?
Yeah.
How is this game even played, Mitch?
I knew this was going to happen.
Listen.
I kind of agree.
CFL is my Canadian baseball.
Right.
How I feel right now.
I see what you're saying.
Okay, I'm a little upset. Listen, I get that there's only a handful of teams.
Right.
Literally. I understand that you got to have this playoff format. I refuse mm-hmm. to accept
right.
and legitimize any sport that you can have a losing record
mm-hmm.
and be in contention for a championship.
Look, Hamilton had a losing record, but to their point, there was two other teams that had a worse losing record.
Three wrongs don't make a playoffs.
Well, it does in the CFL.
That's my problem,
this
Mitch.
Is it.
No. The Alouettes should just win. There should be who wants to see this? Is this playoff material?
Listen, here's the thing. I agree with you.
Agree
with you.
Here's my pick. I don't care.
But here's the worst part about it. This league, who, by the way, the CFL and CFL commissioner,
yeah.
I just have one thing. This is a long season. We make fun of baseball for being 162 games. The CFL is like 18 games, but it starts in July.
Yeah, it's a long.
They have three bye weeks. Yeah. Like, it's a long year, okay? We're heading into, like, almost Christmas, and, well, maybe. Bottom line, we're in the middle of November. That's how it's going to end. November 20th is the Grey Cup in Regina this year, by the way. But here's the thing. I agree with you, because... But in the scenario this year, Dimitri, there was no other way of doing this.
Mitch,
there was no other way. There was not. Yes, there was not. But hold on. There was no team that had a winning record that didn't make it. Like from 8-10 down, the records were horrible. The 6-10, 2s and 3s, whatever. Like that was it.
It's not good.
No, it's not good. It's not good.
Mitch, the problem is. Right. Is that I understand that we in North America we have a North American style bracket of sports. Okay,
sure.
It's one conference against the other. It's typically East versus West, however you want to shape it, and then the two parties meet in the middle. That's how North American sports is played, and I get that. Here's the difference: when you have baseball, when you have football, and when you have hockey, you're looking at sports that have a magnitude of teams. Okay, right. 30 respectively, give or take the plus minus. In the CFL, you don't have that.
That's right.
You have one division that actually has one more team than the other.
Okay.
And if a place like Toronto that literally has seven people in the stands can have a team, just pick a city somewhere. Go to Halifax. Go to
Moose Jaw. We've said it.
Saskatchewan needs a second team.
They do.
All jokes aside, okay? My point is restructure the playoff format. Enough with the divisions. It's not there. You have go soccer style.
Yeah.
You have a table.
Yeah.
You each play each other on the table.
That's right.
The top four teams, and I'll accept the losing record here.
Right.
The top four teams make the table, semifinal, final, call it a day, and it's done.
I like what you're doing.
This here. Crossover, it's almost, when I look at the CFL, I feel like I'm trying to reread the rules of Trivial Pursuit.
Right.
I have no clue what happens year after year. Crossover year, this guy there, losing record year. His wife's mother's cousin's roommate plays in the bye week. at the wedding during the summer solstice.
It's true. You're right.
What's happening?
I agree with you. I couldn't agree. I mean, a couple of years ago, to Dimitri's point, I think Edmonton was the Eastern representative.
Yes.
I think, if I remember correctly.
The Elks.
That's right, the Elks. All right, who do you got? Just pick a team. You like Hamilton, you like Alouettes. Who do you like?
You know who's going to win.
Who's going to win?
It's Hamilton. This is how stuff happens,
and they're going to end up winning the Grey Cup.
Yeah.
Hot take.
Listen,
there it is.
I will say that Hamilton will go to the final, but I got the Bombers.
You got the Bombers.
I got the Bombers.
Well, hold on. We got to jump over to the West real quick. It's our Calgary Stampeders taking, and by the way, they're 12-6, so they had a good year, taking on the BC Lions, also 12-6, but head-to-head, BC was better. The game's being played in BC. Who do you like in that one?
You know what? Normally, I'd go with the BC Lions here. They are the better team, but I'm going to take a little play out of my compadre's book.
Oh, yeah?
Your book.
Mine.
Riding the Hot Hand.
Finally, you're learning something.
I'm learning something. I'm learning. I pay attention when you talk. I may not always agree. I think the change at the quarterback position, it's totally changed the team. Mm-hmm. I think you ride the hot hand. I can see the Stampeders beating the Lions.
I'm with you, partner. I'm going to take the Stampeders as well. Real quick about this quarterback situation, because it happened mid-season. Meyer over Bo Levi Mitchell. Bo Levi's got all the Stampeder records, and we kind of left them on the sideline. I mean, I guess the question's not so much about do you like Meyer or do you like Bo Levi better. Should you lose your position based on your performance in the NFL? Because in the NFL rules, I'll be honest, if it's performance-based, yeah, you can get replaced. If you're injured, the rule is you should get your job back. In this case, it's kind of a little bit of a combination of both.
Yeah.
It's a little of both. But do you think Calgary made the right decision by going with Meyer over Bo Levi?
Yeah, they did. And the only difference is because we typically don't see this in the CFL very often. Usually the CFL, when you find your quarterback, you ride or die with him, you stick with him. So we don't really see too many of these changes. So the quarterback changes or controversies are overstated in the CFL. So they made the right call. And the proof's in the pudding, too, because that team in the first start, I'm sorry, the Stamps were not
playing well. Yeah, they weren't hitting their stride. That's true. I'll give it to them. But I'm also with my compadre, I hate to say it, Winnipeg, 15-3, looking too good. And, I mean, Zach Caleros, Greek. It's not our fault we're good at everything. Good at podcasting. We're good at quarterback position.
I mean, we might have
democracy.
Even
what else you guys want from us?
We invented football.
We probably did. Somewhere along the line. You know what we also invented, and we've talked about it on this podcast once before, is hockey. Ladies and gentlemen, it's on the Parthenon.
It's on it.
It's on it.
We didn't
put it there. It was there.
And this was a CBC documentary about hockey.
That's right.
So that was a Canadian channel.
That's right.
Like we got it from Odyssey TV or Hellenic Melodies every Saturday from 10 to 11 on the CJSW.
That's right.
With two strapping hosts.
Hey, great plug. Great plug.
Speaking of plug, if you're just tuning in, you missed it. You missed the great first half. Oddly enough, we're talking about football. You can always go back on CJSW.com and find the replay. But you are listening to the Sports Show, 90.9 FM on the CJSW.
Here we go. We're off to the NHL in our segment that we call The Dump and the Chase. It's last week we started the rankings. We did this thing where it's called the Sports Show Power Ranking, okay, the Power Play Rankings. And what we're going to do is we each week are going to give you our top five teams. But here's the caveat. This is not 100% based on the record. It's based on what'd you do this week? How good was a player on your team? It's a moving target. Last week, you'll find that if you listen to the podcast last week, some teams that were in the power play are now on the shorthanded list. We'll get to the shorthanded list in a second. Dimitri, we start at number five. This week, it's the Islanders showing up at number five on the power ranking.
Love it.
Yeah.
And by the way, I listened to last week's episode.
Right.
I'm going to do something.
Sure.
Moving forward.
Go ahead.
Because last week, I got out of hand.
Right.
I'm not going to disagree with your pound for pound list. I found that I challenged you too much.
Oh, did you? Wow, what a big surprise. Like, that's all you do. That's all you live for, really.
I don't mind.
I don't want you to change. I don't want you changing for me.
I don't mind challenging you on a point. That was a little aggressive during the power play rankings.
It's okay. You know what? I personally don't care because it's a moving target. So it's not like I'm right and you would be right. There's no right or wrong here. That's the beauty
best.
Of it.
No, you're the best.
Yeah. So the Islanders are moving on up like the Jeffersons. They're at number five. This week at number four, they were on the ranking last week, and I kept them in the ranking. It's the Sabres. This Tad Thompson, you're right. This kid's a superstar.
Superstar.
I really like
it. You're going to be a star, Thompson. Let's stick with us Sabres.
The guy's got 11 points in, four games in the last couple of days. This is what we're talking about.
I told you. I saw him a lot. He's everywhere.
He's everything. What?
The omnipotent Thompson.
At number three, yeah, they made the list. It's the Seattle Kraken. Last week they beat the Flames here in Calgary. They played them well in the first period. They kind of fell in the second. Then the Flames scored two straight on them in the third, and the Kraken said, no problem, we'll score three. And they end up winning. I kind of like this Kraken grimy team.
Listen, it's nice to see Seattle cracking the power play rankings.
At number two, ladies and gentlemen, they're here in Calgary tonight by chance. It's the New Jersey Devils. This team, 5-game winning streak. They're beating everybody, and they've taken over the Metropolitan. Number two on the list.
We're used to the devil we know. This is the devil we don't know.
Yes. Young, hungry, and there was a guy that was supposed to go there. What is his name? But he ended up going to Columbus, I don't even know what they're doing.
Interesting.
I don't even know what they're doing.
Huh.
At number one, ladies and gentlemen, this team has been hot. They're 10-1, but they're staying hot. They are hot. Last week, I put them at number two. This week, they're at number one. It's the Boston Bruins.
Wow. I'm just excited for this team. I'm excited to watch this team. This is just something. You know what? This is one of those things where, hey, GMs, hey, players, hey, coaches, maybe put in a phone call and say, hey,
yeah,
could you give me a quick masterclass on how to just run a team under the radar?
It'd be nice.
And do it well.
Yeah.
Like, what are you guys doing over there?
I got the word. Veterans.
Veterans.
Veterans. From there, we go to the shorthanded list. Ladies and gentlemen, this target has also moved. The teams have completely changed. At number five, it's a team we might talk about for a couple of minutes right after this. It's the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Number five. Okay, I can respect that.
At number four, it's the team down the street. It's the Ottawa Senators. You got the talent. What's wrong? You got no excuse now.
Who hubbled the Ottawa for sales?
Yes.
See the Reynolds?
I saw.
Trying to make a play.
Not bad.
Guys buying soccer teams.
I was going to say. You know what? All I'm saying, those superhero movies, they must pay well.
They should just change their name to the Ottawa Deadpools.
Yeah. You know Ryan Reynolds? He's kind of like the Canadian Tom Brady.
He's everything that I wish I was.
Yeah. He really is. legit the coolest dude around.
Like he might be the coolest guy.
Smart. Good looking.
Great looking.
Obviously great actor.
Well respected.
Beautiful wife. Looks like a nice family. And you know what I liked? Him and his wife, they actually like each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I like that. Great banter.
Good banter.
It's like you and me.
Right. At number three, last week they were number three on the power play. This week they're number three on the shorthanded. It's you, Calgary Flames.
Ooh.
I don't know. I don't like the way you've been losing lately. A little lazy.
Listen, the way you started, are you hot or are you not?
Yeah.
Pick one.
People are going to say, well, every week, Mitch, you picked them to win the Stanley Cup. Yeah, I did, but I can still give them a hard time. It's called radical candor. That's all I'm saying.
This is the list. This is our list. We're not stats guys. We told you.
At number two.
Oh, it's my team, isn't it?
It's the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Oh,
why?
No.
Because you're going to be on this list for a while. So get used to it. Get comfy. You're going to be on this list unless you start making some moves. Unless you start making some moves, John. And at number one.
It's my team, isn't it?
It is your team. It's the Pittsburgh Penguins. Buddy, you guys literally were running the Metropolitan Division.
Yeah.
Lost six in a row.
Right.
What happened?
Look, it was tough. That's a tough Western road trip. Really tough.
I would say it's tough.
You know, the penguin as an animal, you know, doesn't do well outside of its indigenous habitat. It was tough.
Yeah. I mean, six in a row.
If they did the road trip now that the snow had fallen, it'd be different.
Like, listen, I'm cheering for your team. Why? Because I have them against the Flames in the Stanley Cup. So this is a little embarrassing for me to have two of my teams
on
the shorthanded.
I get the skid on the first team, but man, when you're losing to the Kraken. Blah.
Hey, take it back. The Kraken are grimy. I'm telling you, no one wants to play this team. They're grimy. They're grimy.
So we're watching the game the other day. My mom happened to be over.
Yeah.
You know what? I love honest chirps. She just looks. She goes, Kraken. I hate that name.
She's right. It's a neat name.
But
I like
their jersey, though.
Yeah. You like the jersey?
I love the colors. I love the logo. I love everything else.
You don't think it's a little too aqua-ish?
Look, if you feel that, no, I think it's the cooler,
teal?
It's the
that?
Cooler cousin of San Jose.
Yeah.
This is what San Jose
I
should have
like
been.
I kind of like the San Jose one.
So you're complaining about the teal and you like.
Yeah, but they said, hey, we're going all teal. It's a heavy teal.
It is a teal commitment.
Yeah, it's a teal commitment.
You know what? That's a good point. The commitment to the teal.
Listen, we got a couple of minutes. Let's talk about the Toronto Maple Leafs real quick here, okay? The media in the East is all over them. They started the season. They're at 5-4-2. A lot of people have them pegged to be, we're going to finally beat anybody in the first round of the playoffs. We got the reigning MVP in Austin Matthews. Blah, 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 blah. Ladies and gentlemen, the Toronto Maple Leafs are not who they said they are. And Dimitri, what do you think? What would you do here? If you're Dubas, do you just sail straight, keep the boat on the river and keep going? Or do you say, no, pull over, everyone off. Everybody off and start making those moves that a lot of people have been talking about over the last few years.
Just keep playing it for this year. But I think that move is imminent. There's no question about it. For sure it is.
Right.
But you gotta, there does come a point when all the guys that are getting paid to step up have to actually all step up at the same time in unison.
Right.
Okay, we can't always just be, oh, well, you know, the goaltending. Well, you know what? I'll give him this. He's tried to change the look of the goaltending year over year. And in one way, I'm going to defend him. He's doing the best he can with what is available and what he can do.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give it to him. But come on, the big four, the four horsemen over there, they all got to step up at the same time. Not two guys one week, three guys the other, one guy here. That was the whole commitment that he made to the four of them. So I think you got to ride it into the sunset. The other thing too is that I don't know if the East is just, it is very competitive, but I don't know if it's fully just out of whack where you see like New Jersey at the top of the list and Boston only losing one. That's not a surprise. I'm just saying like where we're used to seeing these Penguins sliding, the Maple Leafs 5-4, Tampa Bay's got a bit of a struggle. Florida doesn't look like the attrition will outstrip them alone. Like I don't know what to make of that. So they might be in better shape than we think.
Well, you know what? It is early, granted, but I got to be honest. You dubbed me earlier saying it's all about the heater. I'm also about what? Hot starts. You don't want to fall behind too far because to your point, you know what? There's a lot of complacency this year in all sports, right?
Right.
Including the NFL where, You don't know what's going to happen week to week. And in hockey, it's day to day, basically. I don't know. I think, personally, if by the, in a couple of weeks, the U.S. Thanksgiving, if the Toronto Maple Leafs are truly not in the playoffs, I think Dubas does what he has to do, and he knows he's got to do it. You got to ship one of your big boys out. You do, yeah. Because that's the only way you're going to make them realize that they're real. That's it. So for me, that's what I say. Right there, we off to the NFL. Should we do a quick NFL? Quick hit. I want to do a quick one.
Okay, quick hit.
You know what it is? It's a quick hit. Don't worry about it. It's a quick hit. It's buy or sell real quick. Kay. Because we're at the midway point of the season. I want Baltimore Ravens. Buy or sell.
Yeah, you want to buy. You want to
buy more
it's
Baltimore.
It's heating up.
It's starting to heat up.
It's heating up.
What about a little Tampa Bay? You want to buy a little sell?
Oh, you want to buy.
You got to buy.
You got to buy now.
I mean, they've unloaded some shares. Now buy. Now buy. Exactly.
They unloaded some shares.
What about the Denver Broncos? Buy or sell?
Keep buying.
No, stop with the buy. I don't care that they beat Jacksonville and London. Sell all your Denver.
Don't sell low. Just hold the position. Fine. Don't buy. Just hold.
This team made a little splash in the play just in the on the trade deadline. The Minnesota Vikings, the purple team. Buy or sell?
You want to buy.
You know what?
Not too much.
Not a lot.
Sprinkle.
A little sprinkle. Last one. It's the Buffalo Bills. Buy or sell?
Don't do anything.
Leave
just
it.
Hold it. You want to hold it.
You know what you want to buy?
They're too expensive.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? Sell a little Buffalo.
Sell a little Buffalo.
And put it in the Minnesota. That's just,
yeah.
Just
you know what? That's a good idea.
Just switch it.
Yeah, switch it a little. That's not a bad idea. I like that. All right. And for those that don't know, that's what we do on the NFL. You got to listen to the podcast. It's the sports show. We do a lot of buy sells in the NFL. It's become a thing in our segment.
It's a thing.
From there, we go to everyone's favorite segment. It's Rapid Banter.
All right.
Here we go. Tony Pollard, running back for the Dallas Cowboys, started last week over the Zeke, who got hurt. He had 14 attempts, 131 yards, 3 touchdowns. Feed him more or nah, he's full.
I'm loving the changes in Dallas.
Uh-oh. Fans have started a GoFundMe for Kanye / Yee, who's to become a billionaire again. Best fans ever or cancel the fans as well.
What a gold digger.
That's good. By the way, Yee, what? Dude.
Who?
Wow. Talk about a guy that like just loves the roller coaster.
Loves it.
I think he does it on purpose, and shame on you, by the way.
Why not? It's entertainment. It's the business.
You think so? Yeah. I agree. Taylor Swift makes history as the first artist with an entire top 10 on the Billboard Hot 100. Take that away, or how many exes does she actually have?
What's the next 10 look like?
What? Hell, man, they love her.
They like, love her.
Her fans love her.
Love the T-Swift.
Yeah, exactly. Dustin Johnson this year in live golf made an amazing $35.6 million in between combo and individual play. PGA, respond, please.
How do you make a cricket noise? Did you just say the word cricket?
Yeah, as a cricket.
Is that what you did?
Okay. Well, I don't know.
I was just checking.
I think that's how I got it today.
I was just checking. Okay.
All right, last one. Which famous people, sports or superstars, would you love to go out and have drinks with?
Any one of them, because you know they're dudes.
John Daly is mine.
Okay, obviously.
Nick Cage, for some reason. And I'll even go with Gronk or Ovi.
Gronk's number one. Okay, we got 2 minutes.
There we go. Okay, Mitch, we're off to everyone's second favorite segment, maybe their first favorite. It's pass or fail. We are here at the University of Calgary. It's CJSW 90.9. You're listening to the sports show. And what do all the students have in common here? There's one thing. They all have parents. Well, here it is. It's things your parents or boomers still think is cool.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Pass or fail. Going to the mall.
Pass.
Pass. You think going to the mall is pass?
Yeah, there's a lot of amenities at the mall.
I don't know. I go writing a check.
Fail. Just tap.
I gotta admit, I like the check. I kind of still like that physical go to the bank, put it in.
I like the check, but it's a little outdated. Yeah.
Using a briefcase. Your parents or the boomers?
Pass.
They're still.
Pass.
You like the briefcase?
Love me the briefcase.
No, really?
You need a good genuine leather case.
You know, I think you get made fun of if you have the briefcase. I don't know. Catalogs.
Fail.
Actually, I do like the Canadian Tire one. I have to
admit. Who doesn't? But it's not the...
One other thing, catalog people. When my mailbox is jammed, stop jamming more things into it.
That's right.
Just a little FYI.
Yeah, that's
just
right.
Saying.
That's right.
All right. A couple more. Socks and sandals, pass or fail?
Socks with sandals, yeah. A fail. Having them separate as a gift, pass.
Okay, fair enough.
Who still does the socks and sandals? I can't get behind
it's
that.
It's just a thing.
Wear the sandal. You clearly don't want to.
Couple of more for you. Blaming millennials, pass or fail?
Pass. Yeah. What else are we going to
pick? What else are we going to do?
We're just waiting for the other generation to get a little older.
It'd be nice. How about this one? The Hawaiian shirt. Pass or fail?
Pass. You know I have a, you know.
By the way, you're a boomer, it sounds like.
You know I have a Magnum PI replica, as is shown in the Smithsonian. I bought it in Hawaii.
All right, two more. New Balance shoes, pass or fail?
Fail. Can't get behind
what?
It. Can't get behind it.
You know a Greek guy's behind that. It's a billionaire.
Pass.
It's a pass. Last one.
Didn't know that.
The phone book. Pass or fail?
You know what? Fail. That's a lot of book.
It's a lot of book. But how else are you going to find the Jablonski?
Oh, easy. Stay on the I-40. Speaking of I-40, we have the CJSW 90.9 FM that you're listening to, the sports show, second Tuesday of every month. We're here 11:30 and 8:30. Big things coming for the sports show. To hear it week to week, to see it week to week, CJSW.com. Sports Show TV is our YouTube handle. Of course, Podbean, Spotify, iTunes, on all channels. You can hear the podcast as well as our social media. We got a Facebook page. Listen, episode 233, right? Or 232?
232.
See, I'm not a numbers guy. Hey, I'm a numbers guy. One for the books. We got to shove it in the locker because we got to hit the showers. Thanks, Roster.
Have a great week. Jorts.
Pass.
Yeah, really. John Cena brought him.
Just for the sake of saying that you, like, I've worn the jort.
But why do they call him George? Just call him a Gene. Gene Shorts. Like, Jorts just kills it. I think it's the name that actually kills it.
The name did a disservice.
Yeah. Don't call it the Georges. Yeah, I'm wearing my Gene Shorts.
It should have, like, its own name, right? Like,
well, it does. It's called the Jort.
Like, you know how, like, the Argyle, like, that's a pattern?
Right.
This should just be, like, you know, like the Belvedere.
The Belvedere.
And what are you wearing? Belvedere's? Yeah. What is that? It's a jean short.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's marketing.
That was some lazy marketing on the Jort.